1037 or send us a message on the Keith Lee Service Company Live Fan Feedback. Now, back to the Antique Brick Outdoor Studio with Tommy Smith, David Bessel, and Roger Scott on the show with no name.
All aboard! Sun's getting high now, isn't it?
Yep. Sure is.
Boy, it's coming up. Happy birthday to Michael Marion.
Michael Marion, Verizon Arena. Happy birthday. Happy, what, probably 46, 45, 46?
I was going to say 30th.
Yeah, somewhere in there. He's Mississippi State Bulldog. All the Mississippi State fans are hoping this could be the year for them.
Yeah, they were hopeful last night when we were talking to him. His dad.
Mississippi State?
About his Mississippi State.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Mississippi State.
No, I'm talking about Ole Miss.
Ole Miss Mike. Mike.
And, I'm sure they're hopeful. They're all hopeful.
They're in a tough league.
Yep, everybody's in.
You think Arkansas is, feels like they got a long road to – a long road to hoe, but Mississippi State and Ole Miss, whew.
Yeah, I saw the boys on ESPN yesterday. They did a good job. They were everywhere. It was Arkansas's day on there, and I've only seen Vanderbilt and LSU, I think, other teams.
As you said, Tommy, we certainly have gotten some respect.
Yep.
I mean, nationally, for those who said sometimes we don't
get
it.
Yep, they were on Sports Nation, and they got around, and they're going to get around. They're getting touted. Top 10 team for sure right now.
And Jeff Fisher is the St. Louis coach. That's amazing. Did they fire him at Tennessee or did he quit? I guess they fired
let him go. Yeah,
they let him go.
Yep. And he was the had the most tenure of anybody
forever.
Time, yeah,
we got a judge.
Yeah,
here.
Mark Stone. Stone. What I say? I have a Mark. There's a buddy of mine named Mark Stone in Little Rock. My bad. Here, let's get you potted up. Mark, you're the what county?
Yale County judge.
Yale County, and so you dealt the Ola thing was in your county. So tell us give us the update on that.
Well, last night about 3 o'clock, the Forest Service and Arkansas State Forestry with their fire plows, they got around it, got onto both sides, the east and the west side, and of course the fire was traveling north, so they used Highway 10 as a fire break between Ola and Perry down there. They finally, like I say, about 3 o'clock, they were able to get around it. They had about 8 fire plows running all night, and
you had several. You had groups from different counties coming in to help.
All the guys from Perry County come and assisted, and we really appreciate them. I want to say thanks to Judge Baylor House down there at Perry County, and tell him to how much we appreciate all his guys coming up. I know if I start naming, I'm going to.
But that made a big difference having all the folks come out and try to help, man.
Tremendous. We had a huge response. There was Hollis, Bigelow, Perry, Adona.
Adona? I've never heard of
Adona. Harris Brake. We just had all kinds of volunteers. Most of them out of the Perry County area.
Oh, that's great.
Of course, the fire was just a few miles from Perry County line, so, but they're just tremendous, the response.
And you only lost a couple structures, is that right?
That's way
wow,
I understand
pretty good.
Unless something happened, last night that I hadn't been able to find out about.
Yeah, I think they said a trailer burned down and a couple empty buildings, but I don't know that to be a fact. I just heard it on the news.
Now how many you've got Mount Nebo here that's in Yale County. How many other mountaintops are actually in Yale County? You got Spring Mountain over here, right?
Yeah, well, there's several. We have several mountains. Danville Mountain, or some of the folks call it Dutch Mountain, but
Roger calls it Dutch Mountain.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because I'm old school.
That's true. All the old timers call it
right.
That.
That's
and,
right.
And I know Roger's, he's way up there about my age.
So what county is Mount Magazine in?
Magazine Mountain is in Logan County, but barely. So I know your buddies from Seven was over there the other day doing the morning show.
Yeah.
And
That was that one we had never heard of, right?
They were at Mount Magazine Lodge, which is actually in Logan County, but they were also promoting Blue Mountain Lake.
Yeah.
That's what it was.
Blue Mountain's in Yale County. It's kind of a weird situation here. Yeah, it's the county lines.
Did you straighten them out?
Well, I'd like to have the whole thing, but Judge Young over there won't give me the mountain.
Okay, so this is your premier state park in your county.
I would say so. I'd say it's the crown jewel of all the records.
Well, these guys over here said Mount Magazine was overrated compared to.
I think we could settle that with a good 18 holes of golf.
That's how you settle it, huh?
Get out there and have a golf match and see who wins. But
Well, I know this. I think I've been on magazine before, but it's been a long time. I don't see how you beat this. If it is, it's unbelievable because this. You know, we said that Village Creek had the most beautiful view of the golf course. These are the most beautiful views I've ever seen.
You can see all across Arkansas out here.
Yeah.
This is really nice. You know, I've got a lot of favorite places in Yale County. I'm kind of, you know, would like to lie about it a little bit, you know, but
go ahead.
How good it really is. That's just my nature. But anyway, you know, we've got the Fush Valley area over there, which is just beautiful, and up around the Magazine, Blue Mountain area is wonderful. And of course, Petichin Mountain's almost in Yale County. Is it really?
It's
barely out of Yale.
Did you know that, Tom?
Yeah, Yale's a big county.
But I'd say out of all the, you know, Lake Nimrod and all the places in Yale County, Mount Nebo is my favorite.
Y'all going to ever establish the Rooster Cogburn Trail? Where he didn't he come through here a few years back?
Well, you're talking about Lawyer Daggett from
Lawyer Daggett
Darnell, Yale County.
Yeah, Maddie was from near Darnell in Yale County.
So Maddie was. So Rooster never came through here.
They were up at Fort Smith. He had to come down, I'm sure, and visit.
Well, he came down to you know, by the gravesite.
Yeah, because they buried her dad.
Right. That's where she put his plot, too. I'd like you to be right beside me, Rooster.
So Rooster Cogburn's buried here in Yale County?
No, he's not buried here. No, he's not buried.
Maddie's buried here.
He's buried. Rooster's buried in Oklahoma because that was the last place she saw.
But Maddie's buried here somewhere.
Maddie's
with one arm.
Oh, my Lord.
I'm old enough that I was very young, but I attended that funeral.
That was a couple of years before us, just a couple.
Hey, before I forget, we had a caller ask if any of the cabins are pet-friendly. Just one. Cabin 74 is pet-friendly.
Is that right?
That's right. Dog-friendly. Limit two.
You got one cabin? That's interesting.
Well, it's an A-frame two-bedroom with one bath, spa tub, and a fireplace, and you can take that thing home today.
But the cabins are very nice, too.
Oh, yeah, the cabins are very nice. But you can bring your dogs up here if you want to spend a day deal, or you have a tent. On a leash. Roger, on a leash.
Okay.
Although that dog just walked up a minute ago didn't have a leash, did it?
No.
It was a feral dog.
I had a collar on it. Belonged to somebody. But anyway, Cabin 74,
now,
pet friendly.
Mark, you were the one, I believe, that one time I came up here when you were running for election and your sign was every 5 feet in Yale County. Is that right?
Well, I had a lot of good support. People in this area, they backed me. This is my first term, and
It's
been exciting.
I remember saying, I don't know who this Mark guy is, but he should win this thing because he's got his sign every 5 feet.
Well, it was humbling to see, you know, everybody get behind you and support you.
And you're married, right?
Yes.
Does your wife ask gorgeous. You every once in a while, honey, just go put on a black robe and get out your little gavel?
No.
Gavel?
There he goes.
All right. Well, you're a county judge. You should get one of those.
I occasionally tease her and call her the first lady, you know.
Well, aren't county judges the most powerful guys around?
Like, they got the most money in the
county. You know what? Because of roads, right? Guys, listen.
Well, the county judge is the CEO, basically, of the county.
That's right.
Basically, what you do. I'm over not only the roads and everything, but the budgets and.
You got people coming in and say, "Hey, Judge Mark, could you? We need to get my street paved."
Because the county judge takes care of the county and the city. Because the city's in the county.
Well, now you got the old city
stuff.
Says that's the way it is, but we don't step on toes.
You get along good with all these guys?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Getting kickbacks?
Yeah, these guys here, old Mike, his oldest son there, Matt.
He's a giant.
I fed him a lot.
He's a giant.
Apparently everybody fed him a lot.
Back when he was younger, him and my son Adam were big buddies, and, of course, they're separated now by distance. Adam's in Branson, and Matt's down there in Mississippi, but I've fed him and I've seen him eat.
He's 6'10", 340, and his other son 6'7", 340.
Oh, I fed him some too. He'd tag along. You know, he was a little guy tagged along with the older
a couple
guys.
Of big linemen.
Yeah. Speaking of food, we did eat. What's the name of the Tackett's place down in Darnell? Catfish Inn. That's right, Catfish Inn with an N. Yeah, they've been around for 30 years.
That's some of the best catfish I've ever had.
Yeah, and what a view they had last night, too.
They had an outdoor kitchen, and they did fries, hush puppies, grilled
they
some chicken.
They've been listening to Tommy for 30 years, I think.
Yeah, I'm very appreciative of that. And
even though she's a Tennessee fan. Where is that? Come here, hang glider guy. Come here, hang glider guy.
Come here, hang glider guy.
Just stay right there. Now, this we've been talking about this. This has been a mystery to us. We thought there's no way that somebody could go from here to Missouri. But tell us your name and tell us some of your accomplishments as a hang glider.
Mark Stump, another Mark.
I'm another Mark.
My longest flight from here is 80 miles, and like they were saying, the longest flight off of Mount Nebo is to McAllister, 154 miles.
Good Lord.
How long does that take?
Yeah, how long does it take? That was my next question.
A little over 6 hours. in the air.
Holding on to that, do you not get, is it easy?
You're laying in a harness. Yeah. It's like laying on your stomach in a hammock. So it's real comfortable.
Now you said your record here off of Nebo is 80, 84, but you've also been off magazine for 100-something miles.
178.
178, and where'd you go for there?
Oliver, Missouri.
It's
north of Springfield.
Well, then
north of Springfield?
Can you believe that?
What? Which it is.
Hold that mic up a little bit closer there. Yeah.
It's the longest flight in Arkansas. So.
Well, yeah. See, that's what we were waiting to see, 100 and almost 80 miles.
And what are you doing in your spare time?
I've spent most of my life just chasing hang gliding.
Well, let me ask you this. So when you do you know you're going to, at the point you're going for the 180-mile mark, do you know where you're going to wind up?
No.
It's wherever the wind will take you.
You're going to wind up on a street, right, or in a guy's driveway.
When you start the flight, you're just looking at the landing field down below. You know, if you don't hit any lift, you're just going to, what we call, take a sled ride. And that means you just glide down and land. But on the days, the flights are made on days like you're seeing right now with all these clouds, in a big drought, burn bands on, hot. Nobody likes it.
Good days for that.
It's awesome because you get to the cloud base and it's like 9,000-10,000 feet.
Okay, so let me ask you this point. So you have somebody who's a spotter who follows you in a car, right? When you know there's a potential that you could go a long way, correct?
We fly with radios, and we hope we have a driver to chase us. They're in a vehicle on the long
maybe 10 miles. No, 180 miles today, honey.
Yeah, I've heard
on
of
the long
chasers,
days, you're hoping you got somebody that likes you following you. And,
so okay, let me get this straight too. So when you start going, you go, honey, or whoever, I can tell it's going to be a good day. I think I'm going to head to Bolivar, Missouri.
On that particular day, I was just going to fly over the back of Mag and fly back toward Fayetteville. And my wife and my daughter, we were camped over 4th of July.
Jiminy.
And
fly back
and
to
I
Fayetteville.
Said, I said, well, I'll try to make it partway back toward Fayetteville. And I'd been that close to there before. But as I got going, I mean, as soon as I stepped off, within 6 minutes, I was over 6,000. So I go, well, it's really good.
6,000 feet.
Yeah.
Now, okay, again, I'm thinking, too, if you have a problem, you're dead at 6,000 feet. You're going down, right?
No.
You don't think so?
Everybody flies with a parachute.
Okay. All right.
It's in your harness, and it's attached to you and the glider.
Okay,
so
well, that makes sense.
So if you were to, like, break your wing or somebody runs over
fall asleep.
You're
going 180 miles.
If your glider broke, it's going to create a whole bunch of drag anyway, slowing you down, even if it's folding in half.
But so, for example, would you know that all of a sudden, hey, there's a wind change, I'm going down, and you could be out in the middle of the woods somewhere. Is that a possibility or no?
No.
Wow.
No, you're high enough. You know where how far you can glide, so you're always making sure you got a field within gliding range.
Even though you're going 180 miles to Missouri, you think you'll always be able to spot a field
somewhere.
Well,
you always keep a field within gliding range. So
okay.
like you're coming up on Eureka and you see 10 miles of trees.
He's flying to Eureka.
And Beaver Lake on one side. You want to make sure you're at base. That day was like over 9,000 at cloud base.
You carry a GPS with you, so you know. Okay.
Oh, do you really?
GPS,
oh, that's cool.
You're saying, hey, I'm coming up on what Table Rock. Or something like
that. I didn't know if you just knew the area by looking at it.
That is remarkable.
I can't fathom that.
I had no idea that gliders could do that, that would go that far. Yeah. And so when you landed in Bolivar, Missouri, where did you land? What, did you land in a field?
Yeah, just a field.
Not
next
a Walmart
to the
or anything.
Main highway coming into town.
Do you have to call these people prior to say, I'm landing in your field?
No.
Okay.
Sometimes you have to beg for forgiveness.
And that is a state record. Wow. That is the Arkansas state record for distance.
It is.
It took 6 hours.
It did.
And your wife said, "Is this okay, honey? Is that July 4th? That wasn't the July 4th one, was it?
It was over the 4th of July weekend.
So much fun.
How long have you been doing this?
I started in 75.
Oh, wow. You've been doing it a long time.
You know what? If Gilligan would have had a hang glider, he'd have got off that damn roof instead of flapping them wings.
The
one episode, yeah. How many hang gliders are there in Arkansas?
Not that many, about 20.
That's it?
That's it.
Yeah, hang gliding sort of on the decline.
You know, how's that? Why is that?
Because you're jumping off the cliff.
But still, you know what? I would think people who do parachuting, would want to do hang gliding because that seems like that's more of a challenge.
You would, but I don't know. It's a lot of trouble.
You know, I'd rather hang glide on my Xbox.
Yeah, I'd rather drive to Bolivar, Missouri.
Kids are video gaming now. That's how they hang glide.
Well, that is remarkable. Yeah.
Well, they were telling us yesterday that you guys can get out there and just kind of float around.
Yeah, the wind's blowing out, that you hover.
Yeah, I heard you guys talk about the Wonder Wind.
Yeah,
and like once the day starts cooling off, like an hour and a half before sunset, when the shade hits all this ground, it releases the heat that's been there all day, and it flows up the hill, and we call that the wonder wind. It kicks in about an hour and a half before dark, and the wind will kick up to maybe 20.
It kicks up.
And you just step off, and all that air is actually just going up, and so you just float around.
You just float. Well, it had to be 30, 35 miles an hour yesterday. Yeah. Even Mike said that was one of the strongest he'd ever felt.
Yeah, once it gets above 20, 25, we're out. We can't.
There's no gliding at that point.
Yeah, you're parked going backwards.
For folks who want to, there may be some of our listeners. We got a lot of brave guys and crazy guys. Well, if they wanted to come learn how to do it, is there a place they go to or call or whatever?
Well, we used to have some instructors, but we're sitting.
they're dead.
they're no longer with us.
We miss those dudes. But, now we go to. We send everybody over to Lookout Mountain in Georgia, just outside of Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Really, that's where you do.
Yeah,
your
there's a big full time school there.
Do you start on like a little mini hill, like the Toltecs?
Yeah, you just
Toltecs.
It's just a gradual slope, and you run into the wind, and you only get 5 foot off the ground, and you're launching and landing each time, and you do that until you're blue in the face.
To make it easier for your lighter, the lighter you are, you don't want a heavy man up there on the glider.
Well, they make them all sizes. Yeah.
Judge, you have you ever hang glided?
No. You ever give anyone a DUI for hang gliding? Seems to me that would just go hand in hand.
Well, let me ask this. You've been doing it for 75. There had to have been some tragic accidents over that time, right?
Yeah.
That you're aware of. What are some of those?
Well, just
you had deaths?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, there was a big learning curve. You know?
Yeah, well, I'd say so.
I'd say so.
Once again, you're jumping off the top of a mountain.
Have they happened here in Arkansas?
There's been a couple.
And then not only deaths, but you've had some pretty serious injuries too, right?
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
have you?
It's aviation.
Have you? Aviation.
I've piled in a time or
you thing. Have, but no broken bones or anything?
Yeah, you're seeing what's left of me.
Any broken bones?
No.
No? Okay. Wow. How many flights have you done?
I quit count.
Take a guess.
Yeah,
take
many,
a guess.
How many hours you get?
Well, I quit count when I got over 1,000 hours.
1,000 hours.
Ten years ago.
You know what's cool about Mount Nebo is they all have these runways off the side of the mountain. I mean, everywhere you look.
What does that say over there? What's the little plaque over there say?
Look up.
Oh, I see.
It's
I got
a reminder
you.
To. It says hook in, but it reminds you to hook into your glider when you put your harness on and it. And you're still separated from being in your glider.
Yeah, that would be a boo boo.
That hasn't happened here, but it has happened.
And yeah, that would be how horrible would that. Oh no!
Yeah, that's the echo. Oh sheesh!
Yeah.
Well, now, cause you were mentioning some of the guys yesterday were mentioning that's one of the fun things to come up here and watch people do. Is there a time every week or every month that hang gliders come up that people can come up to Mount Nebo and
weekends,
watch?
Weekends. Any weekend that the wind is forecast to be out of the northeast, east, or south, we have to have the wind blowing into the hill to launch. And so this, where we're sitting this morning, this is the northeast launch. You're looking due northeast.
Yeah, and the wind's coming in.
Yeah.
All right. Now, how old are you?
I am 57.
Now, what's the oldest you've seen anybody do this type of thing?
85.
Really?
Jeez.
Wow.
You know what? I'm 85. I got nothing else going.
How many spots on this mountain do you have to do this, to do the hang glider?
Those three.
Three.
Yeah, down at Sunrise Point, there's the east launch.
Yeah.
And then if you just step around the corner, there's the south launch.
In that magazine, they have a two or three
They just have one launch.
At magazine.
Due south.
Wow. Well, that's it. That was one of the intriguing things. Well, we were educated. I thought it was a joke when somebody said somebody had gone to
Missouri.
They jump
off the side of the mountain.
They damn sure do.
Six hours.
Yeah, I think the record here is like close to eight as far as time.
Oh, it's 8 hours.
In the air eight hours.
And, well, you're laying down. You take like a DVD player or something like that.
Had to get hungry.
You guys aren't asking the big question. Everybody asks like
go to the bathroom.
Trying to go to the bathroom.
What do you do? What do you do? You hold it?
No.
What a big
what?
Bird. Just, he's like a bird. He lets it go.
You can send some yellow rain down.
No. You have a little zipper on the
you know
little
what?
Pouch you got to do?
The harness opens up.
Like, oh, my.
Next time
I knew there was something I felt the other day.
That'd be the only reason I'd want to do it now.
See, the next time you're driving down the road and you see those splatters and there's no clouds in the sky, you've got a hang glider over the top of you.
Well, what Roger would say one thing. He'd have to have a place for his wet wipes. That's what for the number twos when he was up there.
Up there.
I don't see how you can do number two up there.
Then you do true harness is ruined that way.
Honey, that's one big bird that just hit our window.
Mark, what's your last name again?
Stump.
Mark Stump. Well, yes, super. Well, pleasure to visit.
Appreciate
with
it.
You. Yeah, that's very, to you guys. Very insightful.
I really wish you'd go jump off there right now.
Yeah, you don't want to jump off for us this morning, do you?
RJ, you've heard that phrase before.
Actually, the wind's coming out of the southwest and just barely.
Yeah, so guys, come
like
on.
The wrong
what are you, rookies?
He told you it's got to come out of the north or northeast.
Yeah. Pay attention.
Wind talkers.
I don't know which way is north and east and west. I just sit here.
The sun rises in the east. So that would be the east.
Right. Thank God Frank Fletcher has those directional things in the cars.
I'm just glad to have my iPhone with the compass.
Well, the two Marks with Mark Thone, the judge here, and Mark Stump, thank you guys so much.
Yeah, yeah. We're glad to be here. And thanks for having us. Yeah.
Well, we're glad you're up here. And I want to say one thing to you guys. I know y'all are doing, again, the I've told you this before, I think, the cancer fund.
Yeah, Living for Life. Yeah.
Well, my wife's a survivor. And
good.
We really appreciate everything y'all do for that fundraising.
Well, great. Fantastic.
Well, that's wonderful. We'll be there next week.
Next
and,
week.
3 days and three nights. We want everybody to donate and continue to fight cancer. Yeah. Yep.
Thanks,
Mark.
Thank you. Thank you, Judge.
Make people aware and get out there, raise a little money, and we'll talk about that more later. We're going to be at Fletcher next week. I think we're in the house tomorrow. We got a busy few days coming up, but a week from today.
We got Graceland coming up, 35th anniversary of the King's Death.
What day's that?
Y'all can hang glide off of Graceland if you want to, man. I'll get Red, Sonny, Joe Esposito up there, man. You just jump, man.
I can see all of a sudden. That was good. I
get up there and throw my underwear off at Charlie Hodge.
All right, all right. We'll go to break now. I'll be back in a moment.